Perek Vav, Seif Yod, Gibol Pri Merusak, to go and mix a fruit which has been mashed down. Pri Sharusak B'Shabbat, a fruit which has been mashed on Shabbat. Or even Muta, in the way you're allowed to do it. That means you shouldn't do it in a way you're going to have problems from Teichem. But if you did it in a way which is allowed to be done on Shabbos, without a problem from Teichem. The same thing would be if it was done on Erev Shabbos. There's no difference. The Ikka is, Mutar la'arbavoy heitev ulagabloy. You're allowed to now go and mix it together, and even if you're going to make it into a thick mass, afapishum is tabek, alidei halachot hativit sheyesh, but even though that's going to get stuck together with its own juice, that you're allowed to do. But you're not allowed to go and add on any sort of juice and to mix it together in it. That means we're learning here that there's no issa to go and make lisha with a fruit or a food which has got its own juice. The issa from lisha is to go and bring in something outside, some juice which didn't belong to this fruit, and to go mix it inside. But fruit or any vegetable, the same thing. If it is got its own juice, there's no issa to go and mix it up with its own juice. But you're not allowed to add on juice from outside. You're not allowed to come along and say that I'm allowed to add on if so juice from outside. That you're not allowed to do. He explains it in Sif Yud Aleph. What's the practical cases? V'lochein, therefore, habola rasik benona. Person wants to go and mash down banana for litna latinak and to give it to a child. Yeraskeva, he should go mash it down, but if in hamuta, which is allowed to be done, tainu bekat hasakin, to do with a handle from the knife. That means one, you have to do with the shinui. The shinui he gives you here is to do it with the handle of the knife, and we also said when we learned at the beginning, we said you can also, when we learned teichon, we said you can also do it with a spoon. It's also considered a shinui. After the banana is already mashed down, you're allowed to mix it and to make it into one piece. After he needs becket, even though it gets stuck, gets sticky, machmas halachot ha'atzmit, from its own juice. You're not allowed to put into it and to mix into it any juice from outside. That means if a person wants to go and mash down a banana, the same thing would be if the banana is mashed down yesterday, you're allowed to go and mix it with its own juice, which is own juice without coming juice from outside. You're allowed to mix it and make it even into some sort of a mass stuck together. But if you're going to go and add on juice from outside, that you're not allowed to do. Seif Yod Beis. Lisha besamoch la'achila. A person wants to do lisha before one eats. That means we learned in Hilchos Boira that you're allowed to do boira before one eats, straight before one eats. We learned in Hilchos Teichon that the Rashba was said that you're allowed to do teichon before one eats, straight before one eats. But here, belisha, we don't allow you to do it. Now, this is what we take on. We don't allow you to do it before, straight before one eats. Let's see that inside. Kosra poiskin the poskim say, de'ein la'at elisha ba'ichlim. One should not go and have not use the heta, elisha, with food. Even if you do it straight before one eats, one should not use this heta by Lisha. And you should see the footnote. The footnote comes out at the end of the story is, there's kimat no case which one's allowed to do lisha before, straight before one eats. There's no heta, so one should not take on this heta bechlal from doing lisha before one eats. Seif Yod Gimel. Seif Yod Gimel is now discussing a cooked food. I mean, if a person has got already a tavshil, sheyesh barotav, he's got a cooked tavshil, he's got a tavshil, soup, that's not soup, a cooked, something which is cooked, like potatoes, yeah, or even an apple which is cooked. Sheesh bo roitim, which has got juice inside it. Motel arba bo heitim. Velitza im mimenu isa achas. You're allowed to go and mix it and make from it a mass, even if it's going to be thick mass. The ein bo ze isa lisha. Umota at afla hoisif mashke mi bachutz. You will not add on juice from outside. And to mix it with its own, with that tafshu. Why? Oh, now what he says, says a chiddush here. Chiddush ledina. Why? A person has got something which has been cooked already, and it's got the juice from inside this cooked food. Since it's got juice inside it already, then it will go, if you add on juice and you make it into a thick mass, it's not also to be done. Because they're already considered stuck together because of the juice which is inside it. So you're even allowed to go and add on juice outside. Because there's no issa to add on something which has already been mixed together and made into a mass. So here we allow you to do that, even to add on outside, bring along more juice, because it's already considered stuck together. If you've got dry rice, or if you've got mashed potatoes which are also dry, he wants to say in this footnote that if you've got dry rice, or you've got potatoes which are dried out, then you can't say it's still got been mixed together because they're already dried out. Dried out food, which had once juice inside it, now it's dried out, maybe that is not allowed to go and mix it together with water.